They call them mud daubers, too. They're full of mud. They come out to, along the road, you see, certain time. Maybe when you go home, it's spring now, you might see a whole crop of crawfish run over the road. They get killed, run over them, you know?
What other sort of things might you find at a pond?
You go past our Stillway, you go towards Baton Rouge when you go home. When you won't, yeah, anywhere in Louisiana. It's a Louisiana fish, or escutcheon, as you call them.
What other things would you see in a pond?
They got something new down here now.
The ones
that little young lobsters. You get them out on Carrollton Avenue at that grass. It's $4 for a dish of them. You get a steak and one or two of them lobsters. That must be nice. Sometime when I'm settled good, I'll go treat myself to some. Lobsters, good eating. You like them? You have lobsters in
there?
They must have them. Seafood restaurants, you get them. They must have them in Atlanta.
I've never eaten them.
Yeah.
They
import them from Israel now today even. They come by plane down to New Orleans.
Hmm.
It's a northern dish, like from Connecticut and Rhode Island, them kind of places, and Boston, Massachusetts, they all go those same, what do they call them, lobster traps. They put big wooden crates out in the bay and a lot of some bait in there, and they come crawling in there and they catch them that way. But they run that long sometimes. I like lobsters, delicious seafood. Get them down in the French restaurants.
What about those things that you hear out of the pond at night, you know, all the time? They eat the legs of them here.
Oh, frogs. I don't know, I wouldn't eat them.
Any
just my taste, I would.
Any
frog legs, they don't eat the rest of the frog, just the leg. Because he's got a body that's like a balloon, it's mushy. And I don't believe, through science, they found out it wasn't good to eat.
Yeah, through science, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever see those other type frogs? Those little frogs that you come...
Tadpoles. They grow from a little worm like a tadpole. And then in those encyclopedias, you see that big voice, you know, the little legs come out of a tadpole and it forms a frog shape, you know?
What do you
like
call...
I say, all those nature subjects are interesting to read about.
What do you call those little frogs that you see, you know, hopping around after rain all the time?
Well, the frogs, and the male is called a bullfrog. He gets immense. He grows real fat and sassy, you know. He got legs on him like that sometimes. That cousin of mine used to work for the railroad, and he was switchman. That was hard work. And on a rainy night, the frog, he'd go through the woods, the track of the train, you know, and the old frogs would be croaking and jumping around. And he was left-handed. He reached his left hand. He'd catch three or four during the evening. Go home and fry the frog legs. He loved frogs.
What about that kind of thing that they say would give you warts?
Well, that's an old frog. I don't know if it happens. It's a superstition. I don't know if they've ever found out that it happened.
Did you ever see that thing that would always poke his head back in his shell whenever you looked at it?
Yeah, turtle. They got turtle wax, you call it today now. And the ladies use a cosmetic, which is good, turtle oil. As you age from 35 years on, kind of keeps the wrinkles.
Did you have any different types of them? What
yeah,
were they called?
I don't know all about the turtles. I guess there's three, four kinds.
Cryer, did you have a
terrapin? I believe a terrapin's got a shape like a turtle.
Yeah. Now, did you ever like to fish around here? What would people fish with?
I think I'd rather fish hooks and them things you wind reels.
The boat they would go out in, they'd call a little.
You don't go on a boat. You can go along the bayous and sit down there with a string and some bait and catch crawfish or catch a catfish. Catfish is a common blackfish, but it is delicious fried. The colored people have fish fries down here in those sections. And you get a potato salad and some fried catfish, and it is delicious.
Would you ever see them go out in a boat?
They go shrimping in a boat.
What would you call those little boats, maybe, that they'd go fishing and they'd be narrow at the front end and wide at the back?
Well, they're not down here, but they're along the bayous, they call them. They have a race of them in the spring. Now, what's the name of that?
Pirogue?
I'll think of a new one. Of course, that wheel's going around.
Well, while you, when you just built the boat, you say you're going to, when you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to, you know, they break a bottle against the boat.
Yeah, well, the big boats, but the little ones they just put in the water.
They say they're going to do what? Launch
them or christen them. They christen them. And they have the Catholic priest bless them sometimes. That's shrimp fleet.